Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It's a great day. Can someone yell for Bryn? I'm going to start with something that I need him for. Hey, I hope you have a great weekend. Oh, there he is. Okay, I don't have to stall anymore.
Thanks. Oh, I hope I do too.
Yeah, I hope it's fantastic. Well, I'm going to get into the trash here. Yeah, we don't have any contests or anything, so just jumping right in. Woohoo. So, William Shatner, in the past, he has done albums. He had one, like, I want to say in the 60s or early 70s. It was sort of like spoken word stuff. Yeah, very, very
poetic.
Sure,
or,
snap stuff.
Very Vaughn-esque.
It was weird, though, because it was like almost cover songs, but no real singing. He would just deliver it in his inimitable way.
Super comedic, but not.
But right, like he was, didn't seem like he was trying to get a laugh.
Well, I was just trying to think of it. What was that show that he, Denny Green, what was he? He had a great television like comeback. I want to
like
say
T.J. Hooker.
No. This was he played like a lawyer.
Boston Legal.
James Spader was the other guy, right?
That was on for
Cameron,
a while, wasn't
Mannheim.
It?
Mannheim. Yeah, a lot of.
He
people
had a really
there.
Nice comeback there for a minute.
Yeah,
and then he's also on a show which my mom loves.
Oh, what is it?
It's him and Terry Bradshaw and Fonzie.
Yeah, Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler. Yeah. They travel together.
Oh, right. They're, yes.
But my
I've
mom
heard
is
of that.
Like, that, oh, Vincent.
They
I'm
just
like,
go
oh,
places
God.
And it's a reality show.
Yeah,
really.
It's, but it's, she loves it. She thinks they're hysterical.
So they have a good rapport yeah. and they just go around. Who's the third guy besides Terry Bradshaw?
Arthur Fonzarelli.
Oh, right. Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler, right. I think there's a fourth guy, too.
Oh.
I don't know, but he's busy. Believe it or not, in his 80s?
87, I believe.
Boy, oh yeah. Boy.
He's busy in his 80s.
That's a guy
who's been divorced too many times.
That's unarguably
is what
old.
That is.
Yeah, I need to continue to make money. Well, he's blessing us with the gift of his musical genius once again. Is it possible for you to find some of that old record? The one from the 70s where he did all kind of the spoken wordy stuff. I really want to be able to compare and contrast to this new one because this is a Christmas album. So, and I
did
suspect
you ask me
he's
for
not.
This
I didn't. Oh, okay. I asked you for this, the Christmas album.
You did.
I don't know
that written down. But I have a song for you, though. Jingle
oh,
Bells.
That's,
if you want to hear Jingle
oh,
Bells.
Thank
a little
goodness.
Chilly in here. Yikes.
No, I'm wondering I asked him for 10,000 things this morning. I can't imagine that I wouldn't have asked for this, but it's possible.
Well, I type pretty fast. I usually get everything you say. But.
So, though, sometimes I say things without turning around to see if you're listening to me.
That's true.
So, this album is called Shatner Claus. We can look forward to it on October 26th. His guests include Iggy Pop, Todd Rundgren, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, Judy Collins. Isn't she the, I've looked at clouds from both sides now.
Not sure about
or bring
that.
In the clowns or something.
I thought she was It's Me, Margaret.
No, that's Judy Blume.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you there? God, It's Me, Margaret.
You were close.
Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson, a country star named Brad Paisley, yes, keyboard
You
genius.
Don't know Brad Paisley?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
All right.
But I just don't know if everybody knows him. Yes, keyboard player Rick Wakeman and more, including Henry Rollins, who is his guest on this song. It's Jingle Bells. Punk rock version, in parentheses. And this is the first single. Oh, God. So, the Jingle Bell singer must be
that's
Henry.
Henry
Rollins?
Yeah, that is Henry.
What a whistle, pinch sleigh! Okay, keep it going. All right.
I would never listen to this, but that's funny.
No.
It's funny.
Henry Rollins has worked with him before. I guess in 04 he put out an album called Has Been.
I grew up on Henry Rollins' music. I'm a Black Flag guy, and then I listened to him when he did his own thing. But
and he was doing a spoken word tour.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to that.
For a while. So that's sort of, I figured he was actually going to do some, oh.
All right. Huh. That was also Shatner.
That's from his 04 album on a track. Right. I guess that he did a song with Henry Rollins. And I think that was the title track, though. Anyway, so you'll get this in time for Christmas on October 26th. Super exciting. Which means we'll get to listen to it when it comes out. And
now we know what we're getting you for Christmas.
Dude, please don't get that for me for Christmas. I don't want that. The Monkees also have a Christmas album coming out, too. Aren't like half of them dead? Davy Jones is dead.
Yeah.
Maybe only Davy Jones is dead.
Oh, because the other ones were doing a tour, right?
Yeah.
Without him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are the Monkees around three anymore without Davy Jones? I mean, come on. Davy Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the one.
I don't know that.
Well, I was a huge fan of the show, and Davey was the one.
You like Davey.
Oh,
I always like...
You liked Mickey Dolenz.
Yes.
You liked the drummer. Mm. So, 2 or 3 days ago, we were talking about The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yes.
There's actually...
The books are excellent.
They are excellent. And the reason it came up is because they're actually putting out another movie... and the chick, Claire Foy, who plays the queen on, is it HBO? The Queen? The Crown. Oh, is it a Netflix show? So the girl who plays Queen Elizabeth on The Crown is going to be playing Lisbeth Salander, who is just this epic character. She's this punk, just broken chick who's brilliant. She's a genius. And we'd watch the trailer and I don't know, we'll see how that works out. But we talked about the original trilogy that this guy, Stieg Larsson, had written. And Hooman had popped into the conversation at that point. And you said, you know, it's one of the best trilogies of all time. He goes, Star Wars?
No.
And I just had to laugh when across my desk this morning comes the best movie trilogies of all time.
Oh.
And so, of course, I thought to myself, Star Wars? And turns out Star Wars... is not the top of the heap, which I found to be very surprising.
Can we guess?
Absolutely, you can guess. So Star Wars came in... Let me see if I can find it here.
Is it Beverly Hills
Holy
Cop?
Holy cow! Star Wars is... Am I reading this right? Star Wars is not in the top 20.
Well, let me ask you something. Are there some on there that have more than three? Like Fast and Furious,
That's
for
what
example.
I was thinking, the same
well,
thing.
Well, there are some that have, like, there's a few on here that had more, but they only counted three of them.
Okay, so I'm going to say Mission Impossible.
Not in the top 20.
Wow.
And I think that once you start to get into, I think what they did in the trilogies that are included here is there were three good ones, and then the ones that came afterward... Like, there might have been a fourth. But, the Fast and the Furious, they've had eight or something. And they're all amazing.
Are they doing the Bond films in there?
The Bond films, no. There's been just way
too many.
These are all pretty much trilogies.
So Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings is number 5, and it's tied with Die Hard, 1 through 3.
Okay. Yeah, Die Hard did. By the fifth one, you're like,
what about
come on.
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Raiders, well, so you're saying Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. That was number 1.
Should be.
They don't count the fourth one. They're like, forget the fourth one.
Well, the second one kind of sucked, too. I mean, they're in India,
they
and the guy
good.
Pulls people's hearts out of their chest.
I like that. That was neat.
That one. That's good. So 39% of... they interviewed something like 2,000 people to say, what's your favorite movie trilogy of all time?
How does Star Wars not make it, though?
Not in the top 20, which is surprising. So 19 was a tie. So 19 and 20 are a tie between Captain America and Mad Max.
Mad Max is incredible.
Yeah, I like the
Captain
Mad Max
America,
movies. I'm actually surprised that it's...
He's the worst superhero of them
good,
all.
But
Such
I don't
a
know.
Goody-goody.
It's not the level I'm at.
Just saying,
hate him.
Better than Star Wars. So that came in at 19. At number 18 is the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, okay.
Yeah, those were great. Number 16 is it for 16 and 17? It's a tie. The Hobbit and Alien.
The Hobbit, I was going to say,
is absolutely.
I thought Hobbit was incredible.
You
well, the Hobbit
hear
was great,
funny?
But they made it one book into three.
Speaking of Alien, we're watching the not the Emmy Awards.
Yes,
and a lady named Thandi Newton,
wins
a prize and says, "I want to thank my daughter Ripley." And I'm like, "Did she just say that?" And so we look it up. She named her 20-something-year-old daughter after Ripley from Alien.
That's so awesome.
And I was like, I'm
maybe
so
I should have done it.
Mad right now. And the missus is looking at me going, I told you you could. And I'm like, oh, right. After polluting the name completely, then you say, all right, if you want to.
Should have just done it.
Man.
Well, you know.
But anyway, Ripley from
Edie
Alien.
Edie is a great
Edie's
name.
Edie's good, too, and I'm very happy. I still can't call her that. I call her sister, but whatever. I'm sure I'll get around to it.
Hey, sister.
Sister,
that's going to be your name.
Actually, Vinny, I saw on Facebook over sort of while you were gone for a couple weeks, there was two babies named Ripley.
Get out of here.
On my Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So
I was like, wow,
it's good
that's
that you didn't then because, you know, clearly you've popularized it.
Yeah, wow. I think you really did.
Number 15 is the Matrix movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. You know what? I just don't remember trilogies.
I know.
How do you forget the Matrix? Of course, that was huge.
13 and 14 are a tie. Iron Man and the X-Men.
The X-Men.
1 through 3, they're saying specifically.
No.
I know, the X-Men suck. Oh. Number 12, the Bourne trilogy.
Yes.
Those movies are great.
They are. I agree.
And then the one with Jeremy Renner is a fourth, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't, they're not counting that one. These are the Matt Damon. Matt Damon. First three Bourne.
The Jeremy Renner one was good, though. When he sticks the thing in the wolf's mouth.
Oh,
I was like,
I liked that one. I did like that one.
The Tracker.
What was that called? Bourne Legacy?
No. Jeremy Renner.
Just called Jeremy Renner.
I think it was called The Bourne Legacy.
Something like that. Home Alone was number 11.
Oh.
I only ever saw the first one. It was cute. I really didn't feel like we needed more of those, but. Somebody looked, 28% of respondents said that was the best
There's one. There's a dude still living off the money he made from those movies, so clearly someone liked it.
Toy Story.
Yes.
Oh, Part 4 is coming. Just said Toy Story.
Yep, Toy Story was number 10. Part 4 is coming next year, so I guess right now it does still count as a trilogy, and those are absolutely great movies.
They
you want to feel good? Watch yourself some Toy Story.
Agreed.
Terminators 1 through 3. They're not counting anything afterward.
All right.
Just the ones with... Arnold
the second one's
and
the
chick.
Best.
The second one is great. I'm with you. That is an absolutely great movie. Where he's a good guy. Pirates of the Caribbean, the first three. Haven't they done 5 of those now?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. And the original Star Wars trilogy, 1 through 3. Not the secondary, the prequels.
Yeah.
There it is. It's in the tie thing, so it wasn't right on the end. Lord of the Rings and Die Hard were tied for 5th. Back to the Future. I didn't even know there were 3 of them.
Back to the Future does not rank higher than Lord of the Rings.
Number 4.
That's ridiculous.
That's 2,000 Americans.
I mean, Back to the Future is okay. The third one was just...
Number 3, and I'm actually kind of surprised you guys didn't say this one because when I think of like the epic trilogies, although I was sort of thinking sci-fi and stuff because of the whole reference to Star Wars, The Godfather.
Oh, right.
People were mentioning that on text.
Well, the third Godfather is arguably... Did you guys see it?
I've seen all 3 of them.
Okay. I mean, come on. The first two are phenomenal. The third one, I mean, come on.
I don't really remember what happens in each one of them.
He casts his daughter as the main character, and she just can't act.
Sophia? Oh.
Yeah. She's a good director, but...
So we know that number 1 is Indiana Jones, the first 3. Any final guesses for number 2? That's the only one we don't have.
707 says Harry Potter.
No. There's too many of them.
Someone said here, shucks, Hunger Games.
No.
God, those were unwatchable.
Did you say Cars or Lethal Weapon?
Oh, Cars!
No, it's not Cars.
And I love Cars!
It's not Lethal Weapon either.
All right.
It's Jurassic Park.
Oh, come on. The first one and then over.
No, the first 2 and then over. So there you go. Those are, according to 2,000 Americans, Those are the best trilogies. I would like to say one of my favorite trilogies is the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the Swedish version of those.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I'm bummed they never finished the...
American?
Yeah.
I'm not. They didn't need to.
They needed to.
Go back
Some
and
of
watch
us liked
the
it.
Noomi Rapace version.
I don't want to read my movies.
You don't... Well, I mean, I think if you get them... Can't you get an overdub version? I bet you can get an overdub version now.
I don't want the, okay. the mouth to not match up.
You're so picky.
Well, I just, you know.
I'm with you there.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't want to read my movies either.
How can, this
I don't
is,
mind subtitles
okay, here's
at all.
What I would say to you. That character is the most delicious piece of writing any female actress could ever hope to get to play.
Mwah.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
How is it that they couldn't cast and make a movie that would capture the American audience's attention?
I don't know.
It's too good.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
You got to just go watch the Swedish versions. It, just suffer with those subtitles. It's so damn... Those are so perfect. Star Wars fans, we were just sort of talking about that. Disney CEO Bob Iger is talking about mistakes that he's made. And he actually... And I sort of felt this way when they released Solo so fast. Because I felt like we'd just gotten another Star Wars movie, and then all of a sudden, just a couple months later, it seemed like Solo was getting shoved down our throat. He's actually saying, I shouldn't have done it so fast. He was asked about releasing Star Wars The Last Jedi in December of 2017 and then releasing Solo, A Star Wars Story, 5 months later. He said, I made the timing decision, and as I look back, I think the mistake I made, I take the blame, was too much too fast. You can't expect some slowdown. But that doesn't mean they're not going to make a bunch of movies and continue to put them out. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I thought it was a banking thing because they spent $4 billion and handed that to George Lucas. They went, we got to make our money back right now.
As soon as possible. He's saying that he was just, as they were getting done, he was throwing them out there. He should have held that one back. Because the next one is not even, is episode 9 the next one? The next J.J. Abrams one?
Yeah.
Because that's not coming out until...
Next year.
Yeah. So they could have saved Solo for this Christmas. And we would have been hungry for it again. We wouldn't have just had one. So anyway, he's saying...
He's right. They blew it.
Yeah.
But I honestly gave him the pass because I thought it was a money thing.
So Bob Iger goes on to say, J.J. Abrams is making episode 9 right now. We have creative entities, including the Game of Thrones guys, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, who are developing sagas of their own, which we haven't been specific about. And we're just at the point where we're going to start making decisions about what comes next after J.J.'s. But we're going to be a little more careful about volume and timing. And the buck stops here on that. Here it is. Yeah. So next Star Wars film is December 20th of 2019. So they threw Solo. I mean, they could have made that a Christmas release. People would have been way more open to it if they hadn't just watched one.
You know what? Let me, you just reminded me of something. I hung out with Wiz last night and his wife.
Get out of here!
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Wiz is the guy who we worked with on our movie, Flight.
Right, yeah. Exactly. We were talking about that last night.
I call it our movie.
What is our movie? We're right there in the first scene, Vinny.
You got, brace yourself. He was talking about Vinny's levels versus Sarah's levels.
Oh, the reason I run Vinny at half volume over here?
Right.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I love that Wiz. So how is he?
So
is he
great.
Good?
Oh, he's great. He says he hasn't been doing anything but working.
Oh.
Like his head is fully into it. He's telling me about a few movies he's working on. But he's great. So he wants to say hi to
Well, hello,
hi to y'all.
Hello to Wiz.
The last time I talked to him... It was because I saw him on the Grateful Dead, I don't know what, series that was on Amazon.
Oh,
He did sound for the Grateful Dead when
and
they
survived.
Were touring. And there's, he's in there telling his story, and he's part of that whole, yeah, and survived is part of it.
Those
You're right.
were crazy years. I'm sure they continue to be crazy. Just really quickly back to the Bob Iger thing with the Star Wars. He just topped a list... Hollywood Reporter's annual Power 100 list. He's number one on that, head of Disney.
So it's power, not money.
It's power. They're saying these are the people who are the most influential. A couple other notable things. Most of the people on this are producers and directors and just money, heads of studios, and so names you don't even recognize. Oprah is the first really recognizable name at number 18. But you know who's on there is LeBron James. LeBron James actually made the list at number 75, I believe.
Watch him climb that list, too, because few years in Hollywood, he's going to do a lot.
And they're saying that more than just starring in that Space Jam movie, he has his own production company set up at Warner Brothers. And he's got, doesn't he have a show where he's highlighting struggles that people have overcome to start their own businesses? And
I don't know.
He started
about that.
His own elementary school, I think. I mean, the guy's busy. But so there's, you know, plenty of names that you'd recognize on here, but the bulk of what's on this list is producers and stuff. I just thought it was interesting that already our new Space Jam guy, LeBron James, is on the list. I want to end with this. People come out of the woodwork and they can say whatever they want. This is a known fact. You can say whatever you want. Beyonce's ex-drummer accuses her of extreme witchcraft. Her name is Kimberly Thompson, and she's requested a restraining order against Beyonce. She claims that the singer practices, quote, extreme witchcraft. She's been using her magic to run surveillance and control Thompson's finances. She also says that Beyonce started a campaign of harassment against her, which includes dark magic and magic spells of sexual molestation. And she also says that Beyonce murdered her kitten. A judge has denied Thompson's request for a restraining order. But it's nice to know, you know, how Beyonce became so famous. Now we know.
She'd probably be more worried about Jay-Z right about now, but okay.
So she's a witch, is what it turns out. So there you go. People can say anything they want about anybody. Right. But luckily, we have judges who go, no, lady. How crazy do you have to be? I mean, you know, she must be super talented if she was Beyonce's drummer, for God's sake. Right. She must be an amazing musician.
And she's done other things as well.
So it's drugs.
Other artists.
Is it drugs? What is it? Why does she suddenly think that Beyonce is a witch and using spells of sexual molestation?
Maybe she does practice witchcraft. I wouldn't.
Well, if anyone's going to get a handle on witchcraft, it's probably Beyonce. Like, you know, the dark powers would be like, Beyonce's in. She's going to be a witch, and we're all about it.
We're all in.
Let's give her the powers. I've got the power. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
How to live a longer, happier life. I'll get to that fashion story and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget, if you're going to the Journey Def Leppard Foreigner concert tonight, the gates open at 4:30. Foreigner starts at 6:15. It's a little bit later than the Eagles and Doobies and Zach Brown Band concert was last night. It's got to be kind of frenetic, huh? They've got to break all that down and then set up for these other three bands tonight, all at the same venue. So if you're heading out, go to RadioAlice.com. All the details on the rundown and everything is right there on the front page.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lexi. She comes on right after we're on.
L-E-X-Y, Lexi.
Here on Alice at 97.3. So enjoy her. Yes. We're on all day.
We are, 24/7. You can get yourself some Alice.
Jane will drive you home. And
Jane, you're playing a game called.
Love the music, everyone. Here's what's happening. This story I meant to do yesterday, so I'll just get to it now real quick. It's a good Friday one, I guess.
All right.
Five ways to live longer, happier life.
Great. Take this into the weekend with me.
Don't smoke or drink too much.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, it says too much.
If you smoke, it's time to quit, it says.
Sarah.
One study found that heavy smoking was the number one predictor of early death.
Well, I mean, that stands to reason. Sucking poison into your lungs.
Are you doing that?
I don't do that anymore. Oh, I haven't smoked in years. I vape.
What about what you're doing?
I vape.
It's funny? Is that funny?
Yeah, it's hilarious. Mm.
That's not sucking chemicals into your
body? No, it's not the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep learning.
Well.
Continuing to educate yourself helps you live longer.
I agree
happier.
With that. I think, you know, it's healthy to read. It's healthy to do crosswords. It's, you know, anything that keeps your brain engaged.
It's one of the reasons why I started to learn guitar theory.
Sure.
Because I was like, you know what? I that's going to be my hobby. I'm going to learn that.
They say things like picking up an instrument or learning a language.
Mm-hmm.
Just things that challenge your brain and make you think in different ways. It's a great way to kind of keep yourself young. That's nice. I like that one. The first one, I hate. The second one, I like.
Don't smoke or don't drink too much.
Hate that.
Keep
one.
Learning.
Yes.
Maintain your friendships and try to be a good friend. Staying social can extend your life. But just hanging out isn't always enough.
Oh.
You also need to help your friends and family when they're in need and be willing to lean on them when you need help.
Oh. Real friendships. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Mm.
Developing good coping skills. People who find a healthy way to deal with stress tend to live longer than people who get angry or use food and alcohol to cope.
Oh.
Things like exercise and having a sense of humor about life work better in the long run.
Mm. I deal better with stress than I used to, but I get pretty stressed pretty easy.
Surfing helps me so much, but when it's gone, like all summer long, oh, God. Do I start to tense up? It's hard.
Well, it's coming back, right?
It is. It's coming back. It
seems like you did get some surf days in the summer,
couple,
though.
But not much.
And not great.
Not many. Not great. Nope. It's tough. Take that away.
You need to move out to Lemoore.
Oh, really? That's right.
365, baby.
You know, they haven't even figured. I've been so curious how they're going to present that to the public.
Right.
Because it's... It is a one wave at a time thing, which means do you have to pay $10,000 for the day?
Right.
Or will it be a certain amount of money for an hour?
Mm.
And will there be multiple people in there with you? Because there's only one person per... So
well,
I
assume that since you don't have to swim out, that you can walk to whatever point and then, I guess, jump in when the wave is not...
Right.
Hitting, that they'll actually be able to have a line of people. It'll be like waiting for your ride on a...
Agreed.
You know?
Except that there's a certain amount of time that it takes to reset.
Oh. So and it only produces one wave every
at a time,
so often.
Four, I think it's like every 4 minutes.
Oh,
so
boy.
It's a thing.
Well, what they need is 12 of those.
Anyway, I don't think Lemoore is the answer. I do look forward to trying it, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We got to get you out there. That'd be great.
Lemoore was in the news yesterday because Tom Cruise had showed up there to the airbase there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, look at Lemoore.
What's
he up to? Hotspot.
I don't know. What's the next?
Scoping Top Gun locations?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. I feel like that movie's going to be unwatchable, but Tom Cruise kind of, everything he does is good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardly ever in a poopy movie.
This word I've never seen.
Really? Second time?
I didn't say it.
Generativity.
Generativity?
What is that?
Generativity. Well, it could be about being generativity.
Oh, if you get this right, I'm going to fall out of my chair.
She will.
Is it being against certain generations?
No.
Okay.
Generativity means giving back to your community.
Oh. Hmm.
So generous.
Being generous.
Yes.
Generativity.
Oh, people who help guide younger generations tend to be happier in old age, partly because it adds purpose to their life.
Oh.
That's it. So working at the Boys and Girls Club
or
sponsoring people for whatever thing, coaching the local team.
So that's it's like generosity.
Mm.
But it has to do with the generations.
I've never seen that word. So
I haven't either.
I absolutely
look it up.
Thought,
that's a made up word.
Well, here's a
good. We learned something.
Here's
so
a
those
good
are
test
the five,
for Sarah.
The
yes.
Five things.
Some ways to live a longer, happier life, everyone.
Never come across that term.
While we're on the drinking thing, and as we head into the weekend, some of us will
don't worry, drinks,
go
I'm
crazy.
Coming.
They say here the best way to convince people to cut back on drinking is. Tell them they're embarrassing themselves.
Oh.
Apparently, that's the one that gets under your skin.
Yeah.
Gets to
I can see that.
Yep.
Would
the
that
most
have worked with you, Vinny? If we said...
You couldn't have gotten me on the phone to tell me that.
I showed up at your house and said, you're embarrassing yourself.
You booed yourself.
No, I was... Drinking makes me, or made me there at the end, very antisocial.
Mm.
And I just mean I didn't want to talk or see
alone.
Anybody.
Right.
I'm good. I'm in the guest bedroom here. I'm fine.
In the closet in
right.
the guest bedroom.
Exactly.
My friend the bottles.
As many doors as I can shut
right.
between me and you.
Oh, don't mind the chair I've propped under the door handle.
Uh-huh. Researchers found that when people realized they were doing drunk stuff that was making other people laugh at them or talk about them behind their back, it actually did make them cut back. So you're embarrassing yourself is the way.
Get it together.
To get someone to
embarrassing.
Pull out.
No. Oh, wow. Hmm. Pull out already.
Yeah. How about a fast fact?
I love those. Happy Friday, everyone.
The three largest employers in the world are the U.S. Department of Defense, the Chinese military, and Walmart.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
The Vi in Vicodin comes from the Roman numeral 6.
Oh.
Because Vicodin is 6 times stronger than codeine.
Oh. Oh. Jeez. Wow. Is Vicodin an opioid?
I think it is.
Oh.
I don't know.
Is codeine an opioid?
I don't know about codeine.
Yeah. I've had codeine in cough medicine.
Yeah.
But I've never had a Vicodin.
It is an opioid.
How about codeine, Brent?
What about codeine?
I'll check that.
Yeah, I would have that in cough medicine.
Mm-hmm. Like if you went to a doc and they said, all right, we'll give you a prescription cough medicine, like it might have codeine in it.
Suppress your cough and actually would make me tired.
Can't like, you get like Tylenol with codeine in it too?
Codeine is an opiate.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh,
that's correct.
Vicodin, 6 times stronger than codeine. Check it out.
Do you want to guess how many people Walmart employs?
10 million.
2.2 million.
Oh.
Most of the indoor scenes in Game of Thrones are filmed in a studio in Northern Ireland that used to be a factory.
Oh.
It's where the Titanic was made.
Oh. Oh. God, I love that show. I can't wait for it to come back. Only 6 more episodes. Mm-hmm. 12 years from now.
There's only 6 more? Are they filming it right now?
No, they finished.
Well, why are they waiting on it then?
Well, I don't know. Why?
I guess it's post-production, right? I mean, they've got so many special effects to put in. It's going to be epic dragon battle scenes. Come on. Y'all saw that blue dragon.
Okay. Oh, that's the one that went bad.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bad guy
he
now.
He was killed and then he was raised up.
He's a zombie dragon.
That's why winter's going to win.
No.
We got our own dragon now.
Summer will win. Come on. If winter wins, it's like, winter can't win. Winter's coming, but it can't win. Come on, can't.
A new study found you're most likely to spot a spider in your house between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. The absolute peak for spider activity in your house is 7:35 p.m.
Really?
They say that's when female spiders like to make their webs, and since the ladies are out, male spiders know it, and they wander around looking for a mate.
Oh.
So there you go.
Well,
dumb boys in whatever form.
Hey.
Wherever there's a lady, there's some dumb boy trying to talk to her. Right, exactly right.
I see you're making your web. Want someone to share that with? It's me, Charlie the Spider. Hi. Said hi like a spider to the fly.
Just Stone song, sorry.
What song is that?
Spider and the Fly.
Huh.
Yeah. Some early bluesy. It's one of them. Oh.
Oh, let's hear it.
Brent. You quit.
That is fast.
Yeah.
Let me jump ahead.
No, let's hear this.
Well, maybe not the harmonica solo. Maybe get to the.
These guys were such a blues band when they started.
Yeah.
Funny.
Here it is. Nope, that's not it.
Yeah. Let me jump ahead.
You got it? And yo did. You missed the line.
I know.
It's fine.
Oh, boy.
Yo did.
I have 2 updates from Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. Tell me them right now.
About it too.
April 21st is the release date.
Uh-huh. April 21st of 2019.
Correct.
That's so much sooner than we thought. We thought it was not coming till summer.
That's right. And the second thing is, everyone was thinking Jaime Lannister was going to get killed off in the first episode of the next season.
Why were people thinking that?
I don't know. That was like a big rumor out there.
Okay.
He's going to be in every episode of the final season.
Oh. How do you know that? You shouldn't read all this. You're gonna wind up getting the show spoiled for you.
Just enjoy it. You're welcome.
Thank you, Hooman. Great research job.
707 says Game of Thrones just started filming now. 408 says Game of Thrones was delayed because of weather. They had to wait for the next winter.
No, they
winter to film in actual snow.
They had a goodbye party. They've all been crying about it and posting about it months ago. So if they're still filming, I would be very surprised. I did hear that there were delays, but I don't know.
The delays have passed.
Listen, I'm wrong all the time, so.
Are you, though?
I am. More than I'd like to be, Vinny. I'll tell you that right now.
All right.
I hate being wrong.
A fashion company is selling a beat-up pair of shoes with duct tape on it for $530.
Someone will buy them.
Yeah, I mean, this thing about buying stuff pre-destructed is a thing.
It is. I actually, for a while there, I'd be like, okay, I'll buy these jeans. They fit. They've got a rip. And now I'm like, I'm not buying jeans with rips in them anymore. I'll put my own rips in them or they'll never get rips. I can't stand it. Especially like a few places where they put them, like my toe will catch in it every time I'm trying to put my foot in. I'm like, This sucks. I don't want rips in there. Plus, I didn't shave my legs. And now, I just got to shave that little patch on my knee? I mean, come on.
Please tell me you've never just shaved your knee.
Just shaved my knee.
Oh, my God. So that you wouldn't show your
hairy
legs.
Yeah, because I'm like, Jesus. I mean, it's showing. It's like up on my thigh. I'm like, I don't even usually shave my thighs, but I can't have the chunklet that's showing be covered in fur.
These are $530 sneakers.
You gotta be kidding me.
They're new, but they are covered in dirt. They look beat up, and there's a piece of duct tape across the top of them, so
Who's
it's supposed to look
these?
Like they're a fashion company called Golden Goose. I don't know it. I can't say.
Are you an idiot if you buy these shoes?
I think so. I feel like you buy stuff and break it in yourself. That's my thing.
I like things look new for a while.
There's tons of, they do it to instruments. They do it to your jeans. They do it to all kinds of stuff.
They'll do it to a table.
I'll ding it up.
Right.
Go ahead and sell me the new one. And I'll live with it looking shiny for a minute.
Shabby chic.
And I'll go all through the heartbreak that is, oh no, I scratched my new, I'm over it. And that scratch is one I did now.
It might be good if they had cars that were
$530.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
They look like Adidas Stan Smiths, if you know what those are. They're plain white sneakers, and they're dirty.
They're filthy with duct tape wrapped around the toe. It's so stupid. Okay, fine. You know what? Spend your money on whatever you
want. Rich people will spend dough on
it. I
want to
look poor.
Real quick, I wanted to mention the college weekend. It looks like Cal's off, so our boy doesn't have a game this weekend.
Oh, geez, that's too bad.
But Stanford
is all
gonna
warmed up and ready to go.
Oh, that's too bad. Well,
his arm, throwing arm, he's the quarterback, obviously. So
Riley is? I wasn't aware of that.
Well, he tries to keep it on the DL, then. He's so amazing.
Stanford plays Oregon, though. That should be a fun one. They're both undefeated right now. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. Better late than never with William Shatner, Henry Winkler, George Foreman, and Terry Bradshaw, and a young comedian named Jeff Dye.
Oh.
Then you should watch it on demand. You will love it. It's one of the best shows ever.
Well, your mom loves it. I mean, she's got great taste.
Usually me and my mom are like, I'll hang and watch something she likes because I like her.
You like Knots Landing. You guys used to watch that together.
That's true. Sure.
Maybe she's still got great taste in TV.
I doubt it.
Put on Jackass. See if she likes it with you.
I don't think she will. God.
Oh, what is that boy doing to his man area?
I do love those boys so much. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
415 says, as of today, it's now free to freeze your credit with all the credit bureaus. It's time for Equifax to stop making money off their own data breach. Is that true? I'll have to look that up in the news.
Yeah, I paid money to each of the three places to freeze my credit.
It sucks, too, dude. I have to. My credit card's frozen, too. So when I want to buy something of any value, I have to call them, wait through the hold, and tell them, I'm about to spend this much at this place. Please let this charge go through.
I did not realize you could set a limit like that with your credit card company.
That's how I'm running my credit card life. It sucks.
It says, starting today, a new federal law allows people to freeze and unfreeze their credit at three major credit bureaus without being charged.
That's
wonderful.
You still
have to hold on the phone and go through the torture, but at least you can without paying for
it. I did that all online, so that's, I'm hoping that...
Oh, you did?
I did. Oh. I froze them all online.
And unfreeze?
I've never unfrozen them since
I've
frozen them.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. If I ever buy another house, which I probably won't, I'll probably have to unfreeze them.
Will you house hunt this weekend?
I will not.
All right. 646 says, really? Lizbeth is the most interesting character a female actress could hope to play?
Yeah, she's great.
Did I read different books than you guys?
Oh my God, she's amazing. She's
the
so
chick
broken.
Hardly talks ever. I read a ton and, I read a ton and hated that book. It was just so long and so boring for no reason. All right. Yeah.
Wow, we have a very different take on those. I thought those books were, she was so intriguing. And just,
and what happened to her with her dad and her response to it. And
that advocate she had.
She's
and,
a deep well.
She is a deep
well. And anyway, yeah, maybe that we have different opinions on what would be interesting. As an actress, I would think you'd go, oh, man.
Juicy.
There's a lot to do there.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Cersei Lannister for the best role for a woman to
she's
play?
A great, I think that's a great role, too. Although the thing
is she
she's
the one
so,
doing her brother?
Yeah.
She's I mean, if you get to play Cersei, you get to make out with Jamie Lannister. I mean, come on. She's so unrepentantly evil, though.
Let me ask you a question.
She's very one-dimensional in a way. Yes.
If you're making... Okay, so you're acting.
Yes.
And this person is hot, mm-hmm. The actor that's playing your brother, and yet he's your brother.
So what?
So are you equally attracted and repulsed at the same time?
No, I'm an actress, and I'm like, yes, I get to make... He's not really... Now, if my brother has been cast as my love interest in a show, I'm horrified, and I may have to quit.
Big John, you couldn't make out with him
I
for the
could
for the
not make out with him
role?
For the sake of the role. And I think that wouldn't people perceive that as being really wrong, too, when they saw it? At least we watch them. I have no problem watching them because I know that they're not really brother and sister.
Oh,
there's
so
a part
there's
of me,
the line.
I guess so. I mean, if they cast Cersei's actual brother in real life as her love interest, that would be, I would think that'd be problematic for
Let
her.
Let me ask you this. Is it wrong if you make out with your brother's wife?
I in what context? Are we in a movie now?
Sure.
Yes, I could make out with my brother's wife in a movie.
Okay.
As you know, Vinny, I don't make out with girls, so
what?
In real life, I wouldn't do that.
I was thinking
she's definitely attracted to me, though. Just, you know, putting it out there.
We got to bring her to Vegas.
Do we? We're going to take a quick break and come back with a new music.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.